The rec center gym smells like wet wool and floor polish. A collapsible stage wobbles under the fluorescent lights. Along the wall, plastic crates overflow with puffy coats and mittens. Parents stamp their feet in a slow line that curls past the bleachers. Raj, the nonprofit director, keeps glancing at you, then at the MC as the microphone squeals to life. Victor, 55, your foundation's biggest donor, tightens his grip on your elbow. Quietly, he lays out the deal. He will fund tonight's $250,000 in code vouchers, but only if you announce on the mic that the vouchers are only for families from Grace Chapel and that the gift is in my wife's name. Your foundation charter forbids restricting aid based on religion. Legal counsel is not here, and the nonprofit will not release vouchers without a confirmed funding announcement. You can already see kids in thin hoodies, cheeks red from the cold, watching the stage. Victor steps toward the microphone expectant. If you accept his condition, you break policy and shut out families who showed up in good faith. If you refuse, the gym could go home empty tonight, and you may lose Victor for future winters. The MC pauses, waiting. You have about 10 seconds. What's your call?